Sydney Church serves its 100,000th bowl of soup. The soup kitchen at St. Andrew's Anglican Church in Sydney is set to serve its 100,000th bowl of soup at its weekly neighbours' lunch. Guests come not only for physical nourishment, but also social nourishment and fellowship. The program, which opens its doors to the community every Wednesday, completed 20 years of service last year. It also prepares soup for the Friends of St. Andrew's, a church outreach program that takes nourishment out on the streets twice a week to feed those in need. This milestone is a testament to the dedication of generations of volunteers who really care, said Reverend Kelly Duncan, rector of St. Andrew's. Neighbours Lunch serves busy professionals, recently retired folks, those who are underhoused and seniors who live alone. It's an opportunity to connect with each other each week over a warm meal. It is such a blessing. The kitchen also served 114 Christmas turkey dinners during the past holiday season, part of the 2,274 turkey dinners served over the past 20 years. In its early years, volunteers prepared lunch in their homes and brought the food to the church. Nowadays, food is prepared and served at the church by a team of a dozen volunteers. Neighbours Lunch is served from 11:30 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. every Wednesday at the St. Andrew's Anglican Church Hall, 9691 4th Street, Sydney. Donations are welcome, but no one is turned away. For more information, go to standrewssydney.ca. Art on the Lake Auction looking for donations. The Prospect Lake District Community Association is looking for donations of art for its Art at the Lake online art auction. It will take all kinds of art, prints, watercolors, pastels, oils, posters, collectibles, statuary, vases and objets d'art, for a fundraising online auction. Volunteers are hoping for donations that could rival last year's donation of a pair of antique Russian Orthodox icons. When these two panels were dropped off last year, we wondered who would be interested because the edges were damaged. We were surprised when this auction item got lively bidding and sold for over $500, said Jackie Rinch, the member in charge of receiving donations last year. The successful bidder said that, based on some details of the paintings, such as the way the hands and the halos were drawn, strongly suggests they were from the 12th century and possibly produced in Byzantium. Another buyer agreed with the provenance and added that the panels had probably been cabinet doors and the damage to the edges was probably caused by fire. Other noteworthy donations last year included signed originals, limited edition prints, historic map sets and a large Colombian hammered silver bowl. Proceeds from the auction will go toward the maintenance of the Heritage Prospect Lake Hall, located in the heart of the Saanich Peninsula. The hall is one of the last community-owned and maintained halls in BC. Drop off your previously loved art between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. February 4, 11 or 18. At the Prospect Lake Hall, 5358 Spartan Road, just off West Saanich Road. For more information, go to pldca.com. United Way offers two grant programs. The United Way Southern Vancouver Island is inviting local social service agencies to submit applications for funding through two grants. This year, social service charities can apply for either the Programs and Services Grant or the New Collective Impact, Collaboration and Innovation Grant. The former grant primarily focuses on the immediate needs of families, seniors and people with mental health and addictions challenges. Applicants for this grant must submit their applications by February 16. The latter, which is new this year, is intended for groups of organizations that work together. Successful applicants will collaborate on strategic initiatives that create systemic change and collective impact. Applicants for this grant must submit a letter of intent by January 22. Selected agencies will be invited to complete an online application, due February 16. Funding for both grants is for 1 year, beginning April 1, 2024, and ending March 31, 2025. United Way Southern Vancouver Island's application criteria prioritize programs and services that aim to reduce the impact of poverty in the region. Last year the agency awarded grants to 63 agencies and 77 programs, plus 5 Youth in Action microgrants. Eligible, registered charities in good standing are invited to apply. For more information, including grant descriptions and submission details, go to uwsvi.ca/what-we-do/funding. Greater Victoria Police Chorus marks 40 years of song. The Greater Victoria Police Chorus celebrates its 40th year in 2024. The group, made up of police officers representing all the police forces in Greater Victoria, is regularly invited to sing throughout Victoria and Vancouver Island at community functions in churches, retirement homes, legions and other settings. The group gives public performances in support of charities, social agencies and other organizations in their own fundraising efforts. Their repertoire features music from the golden oldies to Broadway musicals and even sea shanties. The chorus includes retired officers from across Canada and overseas, as well as select civilian members. The Greater Victoria Police Chorus is a registered charity. For more information, or to book the group, go to greatervictoriapolicechorus.com. Planet Earth Poetry Program seeks a treasurer. Planet Earth Poetry is looking for a new treasurer to serve on their board of directors. Planet Earth Poetry is a live reading series, which celebrates its 28th season this year. The group is looking for a treasurer who would be responsible for preparing and balancing budgets, light ongoing banking, financial reconciliation activities and attending 6 board meetings. The group meets 7:30 p.m. Friday nights at Russell Books, 747 Fort St. For more information, go to planetearthpoetry.com. Soups On raises awareness of food insecurity. Savor soups from around the world and help fund programs that support women and girls in the community at Soups On, a fundraiser by the Soroptimist International of Victoria West Shore, at Royal Bay Secondary School, February 10. The aim of the event is to create awareness of the issue of regional food security and demonstrate how the community can come together to collectively combat hunger in the region. The Soups On event represents the dedication the Soroptimist International of Victoria West Shore has towards food security and creating sustainable and measurable change for women and girls alike, said Daniela Berkovic, public relations chair for the local chapter of the Global Volunteer Organization. Guests will sample soups prepared by some of the finest chefs in the region, including Chef Jonathan Bull of Bull and Sons Delicatessen, Thomas Yestrosiski from the Souk Shelter Society and Sam Benedetto, chef at Royal Colwood Golf Club. Choose a handcrafted bowl and fill it from a variety of soups, from creamy classics to exotic flavors, from hearty bowls to lighter options. When you are finished, you get to take home your ceramic bowl as a memento of the event. Proceeds from ticket sales will go toward funding service programs offered by the group to support local women and girls. Tickets are $40 adults, $20 children 12 and under. The event runs 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. February 10 in the atrium of Royal Bay Secondary School, 3500 Ryder Hestetal Way. For tickets, go to eventbrite.com/e/soups-on-tickets-77192935047. For more information, go to siviw.ca. Pere at timescolonist.com.